This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Hard to believe, but today Starbucks celebrates 50 years in business. What started out as a small beans company, a single coffee shop in Seattle's Pike Place Market, has grown into a global coffee empire. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
Sure, specialty coffee houses had been around before, serving beatniks, fancy espresso drinks, but Paul Argenti at Dartmouth says Starbucks turned that mainstream, basically creating its own new sector of the restaurant business.
A place to meet, to work, a place to go have a cup of coffee.
But that so-called third place became a harder sell when people just wanted to stay home, says restaurant analyst R.J. Hodavy with Aaron Allen Associates.
Especially coffee and including Starbucks was one of the categories that was hardest hit during the pandemic.
I mean, coffee is a lot easier to make at home than sourdough, and the company's sales are down about 5% in the U.S., but it could have been worse, says consultant Trevor Boomstra with Alex Partners.
They were able to leverage a lot of the drive-through as well as their apps and delivery.
Starbucks was an early adopter of mobile ordering, and while the company closed hundreds of urban stores last year, it plans to open as many drive-thrus. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.